Oh, there you are. No, 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 don't get up. Don't run. We both know how that ends, and I really, really don't want to chase you tonight. It's so undignified for the both of us. Besides, where would you even go? You could run to the ends of the earth, sweetheart, and I'd still find you. I'd find you at the bottom of the ocean. I'd find you in a locked room with no doors. I'd find you in your dreams. I always find you. Yes, just stay right there. Let me look at you. Gods, you're even prettier up close. Pictures really don't do you justice. Did you know that? And I have so, so many pictures. Oh, don't look so surprised. Did you think I just forgot about you? After our little meeting at the crossroads? Oh, sweetheart, darling. My sweet, naive, little human. I never forget. You remember that night, don't you? What am I saying? Of course you do. You remember the smell of the dirt under your fingernails? The way your hands shook when you buried that box? Surely you remember standing there in the dark, heart pounding, half convinced nothing would happen. But then I appeared. I remember it like it was yesterday. You were so scared, trembling. But you still asked for what you wanted. You looked me right in the eyes. Even though they were red, even though you knew what I was, and you made your wish. I'm not gonna lie, that took courage. I like that about you. I liked a lot of things about you. And, you know, the deal was simple. Standard terms. You get what you want. And in 10 years, I come to collect. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. That's what you humans say, right? Gosh, I don't know. It's so hard to keep track. Anyways, I have to admit, though, I couldn't stop thinking about you. At first, I told myself it was nothing, just professional curiosity, maybe. I like to check in on my clients. Make sure they're enjoying their end of the bargain. Make sure they're not doing anything stupid, like trying to weasel out of the deal. So, I watched you. Just a little. Just to see how you were doing. And then I watched you a little more. And more. And, well, do you know how many nights I've stood outside your window? Just watching you sleep. Watching your chest rise up and fall. Watching you dream. Did you ever dream about me? I wonder. Yes, I know. You tried to forget me. You threw yourself into your shiny new life. You smiled and laughed and pretended that night at the crossroads never happened. Told yourself it was a hallucination, a fever dream, anything but real. But late at night, when you're alone, you think about me. Don't you? I can always tell. Your heartbeat changes, gets a little faster, a little more afraid. I love that sound. You know what else I love? I love the way you said my name when we sealed the deal. The way your voice cracked, just a little. The way you closed your eyes when I leaned in to, finalize our contract. That kiss. I've replayed it so many times. You tasted like fear and desperation. But there was also something sweeter underneath. Something that made me want to keep you. So I decided I would. Yes, you're right. The 10 years aren't up yet. You still have, couple months left, I mean, you know. But I'm so sorry, I got a little impatient. You see, up until now, I've been so patient, sweetheart. I've waited, watching from the shadows, keeping my distance, being a good little demon and following the rules. But I don't want to follow the rules anymore. I want you now. And here's the wonderful thing about being me. I can have whatever I want. Oh, you're shaking. That's adorable. You're trying to figure out how to escape, aren't you? Running through options in that pretty little head of yours. Go ahead. Scream. I mean, who would come? Who could possibly help you against me? Really? What? You want to fight me? I'm not even really here, sweetheart. This body, this form, it's just something I wear to make you feel comfortable. The real me is so much bigger, so much darker. You couldn't fight me any more than you could fight the night. Yes, well, I suppose you could pray, but go ahead. I mean, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear you beg for help that isn't coming. Because here's the secret, darling. Here's the truth I've been dying to tell you. No one is coming to save you. Not the angels. Not those human hunters. Not your friends or your family or your loved ones. You belong to me now. You belong to me the moment you buried that box in the dirt. The moment you spoke my name. The moment you looked into my red eyes and asked me for a miracle. You just didn't know it yet. But I knew. I knew right away. I looked at you, standing there in the moonlight, so desperate. And I thought, this one is mine. I'm gonna keep this one forever. No, the deal was never about your soul, sweetheart. Souls are boring. They're currency. I have plenty of those. What I wanted, what I've always wanted, is you. Your fear. Your fight. Your stubborn little heart that keeps beating even when you know you should be terrified. The way you look at me like I'm a monster, but you can't quite look away. I want all of it. I want to be the first thing you think about when you wake up. And the last thing you see before you sleep. I want to know every secret you've ever kept. I want to be closer to you than your own shadow. You know what the beautiful thing is? You can't stop me. You invited me in, remember? You called me. You wanted me. And now you have me. Forever. Oh, don't cry. Please don't cry. This isn't a punishment, sweetheart. This is a gift. Do you have any idea how many humans would kill for my attention? How many souls have begged me for just one more moment, one more glance? But I don't want them. I want you. Only you. I mean, I've watched you for so long. I know you better than anyone. I know that you hate the dark, but you leave your window open anyway. I know that you talk in your sleep, mumble little nonsense words that make me smile, and I know that you're lonely, even when you're surrounded by people. I know there's an emptiness inside you that nothing seems to fill. Let me fill it. Let me be everything to you. Let me protect you and hold you and keep you safe from all the terrible things in this world. Things that are so much worse than me, I promise. You'd never be alone again. You'd never be scared again. You'd never want for anything. Because I'd give you the world. All you have to do is accept me. There's only me. There's only this. No way out. No escape clause. Only the two of us. Together. From now until the stars burn out. And listen. I know that's scary. I know this isn't what you imagined when you made your little wish. You thought you could take what you wanted and walk away clean. You thought you could outrun the consequences. But consequences always catch up, darling. Luckily for you, I'm the best consequence there is. No, sweetheart. I'm not gonna hurt you. I would never. You're too precious to me, too important. You're the only thing in all of creation that makes me feel something. So, I'm going to take care of you. Good care of you. I'm going to keep you close, where I can see you, where I can touch you, where I can make sure no one else ever, ever takes you from me. Because you're mine now. So say it. No? That's okay. You don't have to say it yet. We have time. We have all the time in the world. You'll say it. Eventually. You'll mean it too. One day, you'll look at me. And you won't see a monster. You'll see the only one who has ever loved you. The only one who stayed. The only one who would burn down heaven and hell alike. Just to keep you safe. And you'll be grateful. You'll be so, so grateful. Don't worry about the outside world. Don't worry about your old life, your old friends, your old dreams. None of that matters anymore. The only thing that matters is us. The only thing that matters is this moment, right here, with my hand in yours, and my eyes on your face, and absolutely nothing between us anymore. No more deals. No more contracts. No more counting down the days. Just you. Just me. Just forever. Isn't that romantic?